off in the background.
It's your fault.
Your fault.
Always making me do stuff.
I don't know how it gets... Are you using it in between our talks? How does it get reset from when it works to when it's not working?
Maybe you should shut the hell up.
Well, that would be interesting audio. Good idea, Mike.
That's it right there. How about now?
Now I can hear you.
Good.
So, welcome to week 872 of the Cranecast.
Why do you even bother counting anymore?
Why not?
I guess that's, I mean, I can't argue with that.
Shut down. I'm waiting for that magic moment when we hit a certain number.
Which, what, 1,000?
I don't know, actually. What's 100 years times 52?
I don't do that math stuff.
It's 5,200, Mike. That's real easy. You just add 2 zeros.
Shut up! Why are you making fun of me? Do you want the full brunt of my power pulled down on you?
I'm parsing that sentence. What?
Shut up! You knew what I was saying.
Do I want the full brunt of your power pulled down on me?
Yes.
So you're gonna... If you pull down your power, is it less than full brunt then? Because you're pulling it down.
What should I do to him?
Ah, the beauty of distance. There's not much you can do to wound me.
Well, I can get you. You don't think I got people there? I got people there.
I mean, you know, you've already scarred my psyche enough, so that's lost cause.
I got minions everywhere.
Minions? The little yellow guys?
Yeah. I'm like the shadow. I have agents everywhere.
The shadow had more hair.
Oh, that's mean.
What? You cut it off yourself.
I did. Well, Julie helped.
Was that on purpose?
Yeah. No. Okay. I want to know what you had in your head as the reason I would do it.
You were hot? Not,
yes.
I mean, it's really hot, so that's my first thought.
It's the only reason I did it.
Then I thought maybe, I don't know, you know, you were going for that, like, bodybuilder look or something?
I never look in the mirror, so it's not for anything visual.
So you just put, what, like a number one guard on and went to town?
That's exactly what I did.
Right on. All right. Well, cool.
Visual, and now the fact that we can put different funny wigs on Mike.
Yeah. In photos. It's a filter on Instagram.
Cool. Actually, yeah. You know, my first thought when I saw the picture on Instagram was you looked like the little drawing of Kilroy looking over a wall.
I saw that.
But, yeah. Well, so, this isn't the first time you shaved your head, though, is it?
No.
Yeah. So, anyway. What else is new?
Nothing. What's new, guys?
You're going to have to repeat whatever they say because I can barely hear them in the background.
Oh.
Which is cool.
Jim's here. He said hi.
Hi, Jim.
So, hi.
It's going to be Mike Norton's translation of everybody else in the room.
Well, he can't hear, and the air's on. We're not going to turn that off.
I wouldn't ask you to.
And so I got a phone for Julie for her birthday.
Okay.
Because she was complaining about her phone.
That's why you're never going to be able to own a house. Oh, wait, you already do.
I don't own a house. I own a condo.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cell phones and avocados. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, before I was interrupted by you.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't listen to this. Are you kidding me?
She doesn't listen to Mike in person.
She doesn't listen to me.
We said it at the same time.
Can you send it in emails?
under an alias.
Well, she's actually Bill Duke when Bill Duke writes in.
Yeah, totally.
That would put a totally new spin on that.
Yeah. Anyway, I got her a green phone. She wanted a green phone. And I went and I got, because hers is real old, so I got, like, not the newest one, but, yeah, I think it's, like, the XL or, not the XL, but the, something like that. And I got the smaller version. Wait. I didn't realize that it was smaller than hers now.
Oh.
So she looks at it and she goes, huh, it's smaller. And I'm like, well, do you want a bigger one? She's like, no, I think I could do this. I like this. I go to bed. I get a text on my iPad from her in the living room. She's like, I think I want the bigger one. I'm like, God damn it. This is after she transferred everything and the number. I'm like, God fucking damn it. So now I get it.
See, her present
is getting up and all that. Yeah. So now I got to go back to the Apple store. I got to pay more for a bigger phone, I guess.
Apple makes green phones?
It's new.
Huh.
Is it the color green or is it environmental?
It's the color green.
The apple green.
Huh. A green apple. That makes sense.
I don't think it's called green apple.
Wow. So, gift giving gone wrong.
Yeah.
How big are the small ones?
I don't know.
And if they're small, why do they call them XL?
I don't have time to even pay attention to that stuff.
Okay.
I'm busy. I'm doing things. I'm living a life here.
Yeah? Are you living your best life?
No, not at all.
Oh.
But I'm doing it.
One day at a time.
Yep.
I'm
drawing the Iceberg Lounge.
What's the Iceberg Lounge?
It's the nightclub that the Penguin owns.
Oh.
And it looks weird, and it never looks the same way twice in these comic books.
Well, it melts. Yeah. You're constantly...
Where did you go?
Every night,
is Crank being quiet, or he That's just disappeared?
I'm listening to what you're saying. And I'm trying to hear what they're saying in the background.
Mm. Why? Superman's decided to come. He's like, I love that Fortress of Solitude. I was out there for a party. He wants you to do that for me here in Gotham. He's like, Gotham has an average temperature of like 85 degrees. That's not going
to
end in
shit. Oh, God. That's the biggest reason not to live in Gotham. The average is 85?
Yeah.
It's like Florida with buildings.
Well, yeah, atmospherically, it's only like 70 or something like that. But all the steam... coming up from the evil.
You
forget they're always showing it rain, and you assume just a cold rain.
It's a
tropical rain. It's just a constant tropical rain in Gotham.
Oh.
It's just hot rain.
It must smell.
Because everyone's so irritable.
Man, that means Batman's got swamp ass all the time, and that ghetto.
Oh, fuck. I can't even think about Batman now. Oh, I didn't like Batman before. Now I hate everything. Oh, it's like a sauna. Oh.
He's constantly wearing one of those fat burning rubber suits. Like,
oh, so gross. Gotham is so gross.
Oh, like when Alfred peels him out of that suit, it just like floods out with water.
Oh.
Man. Icky. Of course, I'm sure Batman, I mean, he's smart. He probably built in a cooling system of some sort, right? Either that or he made it like a still suit, so he just recycles his own urine.
There's so many versions of Batman, depiction of Batman, where he only has one suit.
What? What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Batman Forever, they blow everything up and then he gets the nipple suit.
That's a redesign.
Yeah.
He has multiple.
Yeah, if you go down into his lair, he's got the costumes all in boxes.
Yeah, boxes.
glass cases and stuff.
I don't really need that suit just because Riddler destroyed.
No, he needed a special suit to stop Riddler.
Because Riddler worked his way into...
Yeah, it was a sonic, and, like, it's a sonic suit. You don't remember that? The, like, the things come down over his eyes and he uses sonar.
Yeah.
That's a special suit.
But he had to switch to it because Riddler figured out Bruce Wayne was Batman and went into the Batcave and started throwing bombs everywhere. Little Riddler bombs.
Where do you think he had that suit? Do you think he had a special place he was hiding that suit?
What if he was wearing that suit underneath another suit?
That's his hot rain suit, dude.
No, the hot rain suit has the nipples open.
So the sweat just squirts out. The sweat just squirts out of the nipples.
That is weird, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the wonderful world of Batman.
The wild world of Batwoman.
Sweatman. Well, that was fun.
We have fun.
Right, fellow kids?
We have fun, fellow kids.
Say.
Yes.
Speaking of the fellow kids.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought this was neat. Keith Bush is running up the hills on number one song after 40-something years.
I started watching the new... Stranger Things,
mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, this is why everybody's talking about Kate Bush again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, why is everybody talking about Kate Bush? What did she do?
The better question is why do people stop talking about Kate Bush?
You know, that is true.
Then it's an interesting thing that you brought up, but I don't know the answer, nor do I really care.
What I think is neat about it is that A, it just exemplifies how just because a song's old doesn't mean it can't ever become popular again. But also, I mean, you know, it's a great song in its own right. And it's great that it, like, a whole new generation's kind of discovered that.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So it's not all just, you know, confined to the dustbins of history, as it were. I was watching, there was a music video thing I was watching on YouTube. The guy was talking about this. He was talking about how the business model for the music industry used to be like, you had to sell something in the first, 3 to 6 months. It's sort of like comics, how floppies have a shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you didn't, like, once that period was up, pretty much just, you know, copies got dumped and promotion was stopped and, you know, people might listen to it, but that was pretty much the end of its life cycle, you know? But now with everything being digital and having digital distribution and, playlisty things like Spotify and et cetera, and so on, you know, songs aren't ever dead anymore.
Nope.
So that's like an interesting upside to the modernization of the music business.
I guess. Yeah, sure. Makes sense.
Not really anything deep to say about that. I just thought it was neat. And she was actually, I read a brief thing about her, like somebody interviewed her, and she was like, just really surprised about it.
You know who discovered Kate Bush?
No.
David Gilmour.
No kidding.
Yep.
That's interesting.
There's a live version of Running Up the Hill where he plays, like, the keyboard part on his guitar kind of thing.
Yeah. I remember Placebo did a pretty good cover of it a number of years ago. And as far as, like, singers go, I mean, he's not in her range, but he's got that falsetto-y thing going on, so it worked.
Oh.
I mean, I guess you call that a falsetto.
I don't think I would.
Nasal?
He just has a very weird nasally high voice.
But it sounds higher than it is. It sounds like he's hitting a higher range than what he actually is what I mean.
Think that's, yeah, I guess so. I think that's his actual voice, though.
That's what I mean to say, though. Because, I mean, where she's all up in it, I can't even do it. But, you know, whatever you call it, alto? Soprano?
Walking on the water.
Oh, no. That song's back.
Got to be better than Baby Shark.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm pretty sure that Jim Terry invented Baby Shark, too.
I've never even heard that song, and I know how it goes.
Baby Shark?
Baby Shark?
No, not Baby Shark. You know what I said.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Baby Shark.
Right. So since we're on the subject of music, how's your music going there, Mike?
I wrote a song last weekend. And cool. I didn't hate it.
Like, here it goes.
Yeah. I didn't send it to you because I don't know if you listen to them.
I have, yeah. Generally. I don't know how if I'm far behind or anything, but I've listened to most of the ones you sent to me anyway.
I did one last week. Still a little behind on, you know, making them, but...
Do you have a schedule?
I know, and it stresses me out if I make one, because I have so much other stuff to do.
Right.
But I want to make more, you know.
Now, I find
It would be good if I had a schedule.
I find sometimes with stuff like that, it is good if I just schedule it like work.
Yeah.
Even if I don't want it to become work? It still helps me plan out spaces for it.
And it's, yeah, it's, I really like finishing them most of all.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. I liked it. Makes me want to do more every time I finish one.
Cool. You should set a goal to, like, actually use all your different guitars.
Oh, I have been.
Cool. How many guitars you got now, Mike?
About 1 million.
Awesome.
I'm still in the 10 range.
I saw a really cool cheap-looking Les Paul, or not cheap-looking, cheap Les Paul-ish style that was in a color I think you'd like.
By who?
I don't know how it's pronounced. It's either Groat or Grody.
Oh, don't know.
But it was in, like, the $200 range, like, cheaper than Epiphone, even. But got decent
like
reviews.
Like a Firefly style or something.
Yeah, Firefly, IYV, all that stuff. Well, IYVs are not made in China, but I think they're owned by a Chinese person, made in Korea? Or Vietnam, one of the two. But yeah, along those lines. That new wave of cheap musical instruments that aren't, like, I guess
crappy.
Right, that aren't crappy.
They make them good over there.
They fill that gap where,
it
like,
used to be, like, the thing to... It was popular to say that, like, Indonesian guitars were crappy, and that's not true.
Well, and I think... I mean, at the time that started, they were kind of crappy. Or at least they were crappy compared to, like, the previous versions of the same models or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot less QC went on with them and stuff, but I think that's just gotten a lot better over time.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, probably the CNC technology is a lot better than it used to be. More accurate or whatever, you know. But mostly, I'm going to guess it's in the QC because I just don't think early on they were checking stuff very well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of that cheap stuff is getting great reviews now. And, you know, most of the time that's qualified with a for the money kind of thing.
Yeah, for the money is a big... Yeah, I've... Like I said, I have that. I guess it's not an expensive, relatively expensive Stratocaster. It's probably a regular price Stratocaster that I don't like as much as, you know, the cheaper ones.
Right.
But that Les Paul I have feels like quality, you know.
Is it,
and it's expensive.
Is the model you got of the Les Paul, is that one of the ones that's chambered so it's lighter, or is that one of the big heavy bastards?
It is chambered.
Okay. So it's like a studio model or whatever?
I think most of the ones they make now are chambered, unless it's a reissue. I don't think they go try to make heavy ones anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, they used to be those like big, heavy, solid mahogany bastards and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And if you get some old ones, they still are, you know?
Yeah, I've got one that was not an actual...
The 70s list. Especially, like the Les Paul Customs from the 70s are bricks.
Yeah, I got a Japanese knockoff from the 70s that was made similarly, but it's...
They're very popular, the 70s models.
Super heavy. But, you know, that gives you that sustain.
That's what they say.
I guess it makes sense in theory, something denser like that would sustain longer, but I use a compressor all the time, so I don't really know one way or the other. I do know that Franken Telecaster thing that I put together when I was a kid that I still got... That's got a dense, like, it's not plywood, it's that layered wood.
Layered wood.
I can't remember what they call it. It's not like a solid piece of wood, it's like composite or whatever, like layered. They used to make like old doors and shit out of it, like one of the doors in my basement's like that. But it's like heavy as shit, you know? Especially for being a Telecaster, it's like super heavy. Or Telecaster style. But it actually does sustain really well. I like it. But anyway.
Are yours?
What else is new? I had another one of those days where I just couldn't find anything that was actually on my playlist I wanted to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to start watching all the old Beach Party movies.
Beach Party movies?
You know, like Frankie and Annette.
Really?
Yeah, like Bikini Beach and Muscle Beach Massacre, or whatever it was called.
Muscle Beach Massacre?
No, that's not really what it was called.
I don't think that's a movie.
Can I tell you a story about Frankie and what's her name?
Annette
Funicello!
Meow.
When I went to go see RoboCop, I was 13, and I went with my sister. And they wouldn't sell me a ticket to go see the rated R movie. So we were stuck there, and I had to go see Back to the Beach instead.
With Pee Wee Herman?
Uh-huh. Where he's that bitchin'.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's my Frankie and Annette story.
Hmm.
Cool.
It's tragic.
I guess it's a Frankie and Annette story. It's more of a RoboCop story.
Well, aren't they all?
That's a good point.
It's a Robo-Not story.
Oh, boy. It was a Novo-Cop.
There you go. Ooh, what about Hobo-Cop?
Homeward-bound policeman? What's funny about that?
That's what hobo means?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
That did not come up when we were talking about it when I did an internet search.
Wow, we had a big, long talk about hobo a long time ago on this show.
Hobo.
My wife hates the term because she thinks it's derogatory towards homeless. And that title right there is another reason that's more ammunition against her. I'm gonna tell her.
You might want to do a little searching and confirm that.
They're travelers.
Yeah, they even had a convention and committees and members and stuff.
They had their own language, everything.
Sure enough.
I had a dog for about a week that I wanted to name Hobo, and she wouldn't let me.
That's just insensitive.
There are some cultural problems with some of these beach movies.
There's cultural problems with the beach movies?
Well, what culture was considered acceptable then as opposed to now? Like, for instance, Buster Keaton appears in several of them.
Well, Buster Keaton?
Yeah, and at least a couple of them, anyway. And in one, he's playing an Indian.
Oh.
And
I feel like I've seen that.
In the other, he's playing a like Pacific Islander, a witch doctor.
Why do you get Buster Keaton to do that?
They must have contracted him and said, we just want you to be in a movie, and he was old at that point, so he's like, all right. I'm guessing. And you got, again, you got to understand, this is 1964, 1965. So
maybe back there, I don't know.
You know, I mean, what was considered acceptable was different then. And it wasn't meant to be mean. I mean, these are dumb, funny, lighthearted movies, you know? But they come off kind of bad now. You know?
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, you know, I don't think I've ever actually watched any of these movies all the way through before. I've just seen, like, bits of them on weekend TV or something. Clips here and there. They're actually not bad. I mean, if you go into it knowing that it's just a dumb movie where you get to watch, you know, a bunch of teenagers on a beach, which probably weren't actually teenagers at the time. But it's got, you know, like, girls in bikinis dancing and goofy plot lines and stuff like that. And did you know, technically, the Dr. Goldfoot, sorry, Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine was part of the Beach Party series.
I don't know what that is.
It was the one with Vincent Price where he makes the robot girls in golden bikinis. There was a sequel called Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Bomb. No? It's like where Austin Powers, where the girl with the guns in her boobs. That was like that was a nod to the Dr. Goldfoot movies. Which is weird, because the Austin Powers thing is supposed to be a parody of the Bond-type stuff, and so was the Dr. Goldfoot thing, was like a parody of the evil guys in the Bond things. Or maybe just an evil Batman villain, because it was around that Batman TV show period, too. But, it's actually one of Vincent Price's better roles.
I don't like this.
No?
No.
Netflix Nichella was a, you know, she was a dish.
A what?
A dish.
A what?
She was cute, Mike.
Why is he being quiet?
Who's being quiet?
You.
I'm not being quiet. I'm talking the same volume I was talking before.
You didn't say anything.
When? I've been talking for like 5 minutes.
Is he fucking with me?
Talking.
I asked him a question and he didn't answer.
Well, yeah, he's not about that.
Oh. I don't trust him.
That's always been your problem, Mike.
Huh?
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
He's hiding.
Hello, is this thing on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Why all of your pages have people doing this?
Mm-hmm.
It makes more sense.
I don't know how to turn this thing off, actually.
What
I guess that worked.
What are you drawing?
I just told you.
But what are the people doing is what I'm saying. What's he talking about?
They're tripping waitresses because everybody at the Penguin's bar is a dick.
Oh, I just thought it was because they were slipping on the ice. Have you ever read any of the Pendergast books?
I don't know what that is.
The movie Relic was based off of the first one.
Relic.
It was the one with the monster in the museum.
Okay.
Late 90s, I think?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever watched The Sadness yet?
I am not going to watch The Sadness.
You're not
going to
watch it?
No. If I want to watch some guy rape a lady's eye hole.
Ooh, that's in The Sadness?
Yes.
I haven't watched it yet.
Then I will.
You just won't.
Go to Crank's house.
Hey.
Okay, sorry.
That is not something I'm watching, buddy. Well.
Yeah. Why were you asking about it?
Because it's been advertised a lot.
It's like that comic book Crossed. Really? It's just a disease that makes everybody into a fucking psychopath.
Like, that's that far from the actual present?
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
So it's sort of like the movie with the trees.
Yes, except way grosser.
Okay. Or that movie with the cell phones that was in three parts and directed by three different directors.
What movie's
that? Cell?
No, I haven't seen that.
Wait a minute,
I think it was called Cell, wasn't it?
What about Mad God?
I haven't seen that.
Neither have I. I saw a review of it, though, and some pictures. It looked pretty interesting.
Yeah, it looks way interesting.
And, what's the guy's name? Mads Mikkelsen? No, that's somebody else.
Mads Mikkelsen.
The guy had a name like that, the guy that made the movie.
Phil Tippett?
Yeah, there you go.
Mads Mikkelsen, Phil Tippett.
Well, you know, something like that. It was in that ballpark. It's like close enough for our line of work.
Sure.
Why are you so mad?
Yeah. Other than that, I've just been watching dumb Hallmark-style romance movies. Those are really easy to watch while you're working.
Have you guys talked about Time Hole?
We haven't talked about Time Hole. I don't think Crank's watching it.
What is Time Hole?
Time Hole is, it's a TV show.
Okay. Current? Past?
It's called Outer Range.
Outer Range.
Oh, yeah. Remember I told you I binged that and I didn't really like any of the characters.
Oh, we did talk about it.
I had the same reaction, dude.
Yeah, I just... At first I thought maybe, okay, the little girl's alright. She's, like, not too flawed, but then, you know, that gets ruined. I'm not going to say how, because I'm not quite wanting to spoil it, but... Yeah, by the time I got done with that, I was just like, I didn't like anybody in here.
Yeah.
But...
Alright, so you've seen Time Hole.
Time Hole. Isn't that kind of a spoiler? Spoiler alert.
I mean, you find out in the first episode that it's a time hole.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
I mean, that's Julie's title, not mine. She calls it Time Hole.
More like Time Suck, right?
Am I right?
Julie likes these shows that are real weird and very, you know, you get into it and you're just like, and then when the inevitable weird ending comes, she's like, well, that sucks. I was like, wait a minute, you were up with it up until the end like that?
Endings are hard.
Endings are hard.
And having any kind of ending would have been helpful, though.
That's true. It doesn't have much of an ending.
Time Hole. So are they, is that something that they're planning on making another season?
I don't know.
Hmm. Time Hole.
You'll find out on the next season of Time Hole.
Because didn't the Time Hole... Is this a spoiler? Can I say a spoiler?
It
has to do with something that happened in the last episode of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, we spoil stuff all the time.
Yeah. Why are you only spoiling stuff?
Because we don't care about anyone but ourselves.
I try to limit my spoilage to things that have been out for a long time, though. Like, at least a year or so. Like, if you haven't watched it in a year and somebody spoils it for you, that's your own fault.
Sure. I like to just leave the playground rules. If it's something that you tell your friend about excitedly on the playground so that they would go watch it, then it's not a spoiler. But everyone thinks that stuff like spoilers these days.
what we used to do.
And I don't even really know how spoilery this is, because I don't know that it affects people's watching of it, but so I'm just going to say it. Am I misremembering this? Didn't the time hole move or go someplace or close up or something?
It did close up.
Yes.
Right.
Then it came back.
Oh, right. It got dug up again.
It doesn't make sense.
Buffalo.
Time hole. I rained in the time hole.
Which, sometimes you don't need the time hole, apparently.
Sometimes it's just timey-wimey.
Some people can just move without a time hole.
And what?
Time hole.
So it was a... It was there the whole time?
Hole.
I'm surprised they didn't actually use Hole in the soundtrack somewhere. They have Metallica in it. A whole bunch. Is that a spoiler?
The Metallica is in it?
Well, Metallica's music, anyway.
Oh, God. Oh.
That was sort of an odd thing. Like, hear Metallica while you watch Bucking Broncos?
Oh, oh yeah, yeah! What? What did you say?
Me? I said, weird watching Bucking Broncos and Metallica at the same time?
I don't know why you're saying that. That's weird.
You don't find that odd?
Why?
Just seems weird, man. You're in the middle of Texarkana or wherever that place was. There's people riding bulls and shit, and then you got Metallica blaring over a PA.
What do you mean, at the rodeo?
Yeah. Except if you're rich, you call it rodeo.
What do you expect them to listen to, Waylon Jennings?
Well, I don't know. Young Country or something?
John Denver?
Well, yeah. Country boy can't survive. No?
Rodeo, tie him, hold up. No redeemable character.
Time hole. Anyway. Did you know?
Probably not.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just, I'm reaching here, man.
Did I know what? Stop it. Stop breathing.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. The other day I was gleaming the cube.
Okay.
And by that I mean I was watching Gleaming the Cube, because I can't actually gleam a cube. And while I know what that means, I don't know how you get from gleaming the cube to pushing the extremes.
Have we talked about this? Because what does gleaming the cube mean?
It means pushing things to the extreme.
Well, I get the gist of that, but why does it mean that? How do those words put together mean that?
That's what I was saying. I don't know how you get from gleaming the cube to pushing the extreme.
Shut up!
Who?
Him.
Why?
Because I can't handle him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my cube.
Stop it! Leave me alone!
Show me your leadership skills. Gleam this cube.
I hate him.
Gleam indeed. Gleam the cube. And, yeah, I mean, somebody even actually says it in the movie at one point.
Well, I would hope so. Because that's a pretty weird thing to name your movie and not explain it.
Well, they don't explain it. Somebody just says it. But they don't actually say the gleaming. They say, "Hey, Johnny, gleam the cube," or something like that.
Wow. And all of the research you've done and you haven't looked up what gleaming the cube means?
I told you what gleaming the cube means. I just don't know how you get from one to the other.
Johnny, you gleamed the wrong cube!
I hate him!
You gleamed the tetrahedron!
I hate him.
So, I'd never actually seen that movie all the way through.
What? That's the one where they have the kick-ass moment where he rides under the semi-truck, right?
Did that happen?
Pretty sure he does.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, he hitches a ride on lots of things. And he
remember because it's like an obvious green screen of a semi-truck undercarriage.
And he towards the end for the big finale, he builds an ultra-hot, like, black and chrome skateboard. It's got speed wheels on it. Yeah. Just means they're harder and less gummy. Rougher ride, but they're quicker. And his... I think his stunt double... No, the skate consultant on there was Stacy Peralta.
Jim just drew an awesome Michael Morbius.
Cool.
He's all about the Morbius.
Morbius. The living vampire. Isn't modern Morbius more of a glampire, though? Maybe not. So, anyway. I also watched another one of those The World is Ending and Everybody Knows It and This is How They Spend Their Last Day kind of movies.
Okay.
But it turned out to actually be pretty funny most of the way through.
Yeah.
It was still ultimately in the end it's depressing.
Was it Miracle Mile?
No, it was... it was called How It Ends.
Okay.
And it's got a lot of...
How did it end?
Well, everybody dies, Mike.
Spoiler!
I'm just glad that if Miracle Mile happens, I know I can find a helicopter pilot working out in the gym at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Miracle Mile is.
It's a terrifying movie.
He's a wizard. He's a wizard that fights Dr. Mordred.
Dr. Mordred from the 90s movie?
Yeah. What other Dr. Mordred do you know?
Well, I'm just trying to put two and two together here, man. I don't know what you're talking
about. Do you know anything about Dr. Mordred?
It was Jeffrey Combs. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, man. So, anyway. All right. Cool.
I'm drawing these Batman villains, Mr. Worth and Tiger Shark. Don't they sound like they would be really cool looking?
Well, Tiger Shark, sure. I don't know about Mr. Worth.
They're just two dudes in suits.
Like, just regular suits?
Yeah, Batman sucks. His rogues gallery sucks now.
It's because they made them all good guys.
What?
Or nebulously, questionably good guys. It's like, you know, bad guys should be bad guys.
That's true. All of Batman's bad guys are good guys now.
I mean,
we like his bad guys so much, we want them to be good guys.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, because, what, Poison Ivy, Harley? I mean, Joker's still a bad guy, right?
I'm sure he's had a good streak.
Isn't he the man who laughs? He's a good version?
Is that a good version?
No, he is not. That's the bat.
That's the evil Batman?
Yeah, that's like psycho Batman.
Oh, okay.
And how many different Batman are there now?
I don't know.
I mean... Doesn't Bruce Wayne have, like, a whole army of Batman?
Oh, Batman Inc.
Like, the whole international Batman thing?
Stop gleaming my cube!
Gleaming in the Cube. I will say that it's an interesting movie in that it's one of the ones where Christian Slater is not a complete creep.
That's true. He's made other movies where he's not a creep.
Yeah.
Did you see an Arrow, dude?
That's true. He's a good guy in that.
Wasn't he still kind of a creep in that movie?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Probably been a while since I've seen it.
This one, John Travolta tries his hand at being the villain.
And then never stop.
Gotta admit, though, Travolta does pretty well as a villain.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that, like...
he likes to overact.
And he's got that kind of psycho glint to his eye.
What a predicament! They should call Face Off Face Touch.
I get it.
No, play a drinking game where you take a swig every time Travolta puts a meaty paw on somebody's face.
No.
Good.
For one thing, I really just don't need drinking games, honestly.
You think this is a game?
It's a lifestyle, baby.
You think this is a game?
I mean, if you need a game to drink, you ain't doing it right.
Slap it on his face.
Oh, just to finish up what I was saying about that, how it ends the movie. It's pretty funny all the way through. There's a lot of people in there that you'd recognize as cameos. Like most of the cast of Sunny in Philadelphia. And not most of the cast, but a good chunk, like three or four people from that show are on it. It's written and directed, well, co-written, co-directed. Zoe Lister-Jones.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Why would you think I know who that is?
Because she's done other stuff.
So angry right now.
She directed that that new The Craft sequel or whatever.
Oh, right. The one nobody saw?
Sure. Okay.
Search your feelings. You know it's true.
Sure. All right. But anyway, yeah, so... the concept of it's kind of funny, besides, I mean, not the part about the world coming to an end. But basically, she wanders around the city trying to get to this party, but she's accompanied by her... it's like a mental figment of her imagination of her as a kid. And I guess in this universe, a lot of people have them, and because of the psychic trauma that's going on, people can actually see each other's...
that's really weird.
Friends, or whatever. Mental friends, whatever you want to call them. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's weird.
It was.
Weird, I don't like it.
Definitely not the... not the worst version of that storyline I've seen before. Or not the most depressing, I guess. They're all depressing. I don't know why I watch them. I really don't. They bum me out.
I don't know. We're,
stop emotionally gleaming the cube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some cubes can't be ungleamed, you know? Have you ever seen The Hunt?
Yeah, I love it. That's the one with, that's the people being hunted. That's the one with, I can't remember the actresses in it.
Is that the highly political one?
Yeah. It's basically the most dangerous game, but, you know.
Yeah, I got feelings about that movie.
I liked it.
I also had, because I wasn't sure what they were trying to do with it. Message-wise, I mean, I know what they were trying to do with it. It's pretty obvious what they're trying to do.
Agenda was...
But
I knew they had one, that bothered me.
I don't know if it does.
It was sort of that point where they kind of shine a light on everybody so much that you're not really clear on what the point of it was at the end. To me, like, what the message was at the end.
It leaned in a certain direction toward the end.
Hmm.
But,
I don't.
I didn't really know anything about it going in, so I just thought it was another remake of Most Dangerous Game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I don't even know how many of those there have been at this point.
Five.
Is that it?
No.
So, I didn't really know anything going in, and I was surprised by, like, oh, I recognize these two actors, and bam. Like, right away, just bam. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, cool. Yeah. And then it played out. It's a good take on that storyline, I thought.
It's a good movie. I like it.
And it was well done. I just, like I said, I didn't really...
I love What's-Her-Face in it. She's great.
The main person?
Yeah. She's awesome.
That's, what's her name? Betty Gilpin, I think?
Yeah.
Love
that. She's like, you fucked up!
Yeah. So, yeah, that was something I watched. That was kind of interesting. And then, I don't know, man. Whatever. If you got time to watch a subtitled movie, I watched an interesting one called Gray Eyes.
Gray Eyes.
It's Spanish, I believe.
Okay.
And it's like a, whatever, one of those post-apocalyptic type movies. But some sort of disease has caused humanity to lose their color, like the vision, like in their vision. They can't see colors anymore.
Okay.
And there are certain drugs that you can take that'll let you see certain colors, like green and red and stuff like that. But only that one color. And it wears off pretty fast. And then this girl's born, and she can actually see all the colors. And so, like, they're after her, and these people take her away. And it becomes one of those kind of road adventure kind of things. But the way they handled it, I thought was really interesting, because it starts off as a black and white movie. And then when somebody takes one of the pills, you see that color for a while.
Interesting.
And then when it finally gets, you know, towards the thing where you realize that she can see all the colors, then it switches into being a color movie. And that's not really till, like, towards the end. And I thought it was handled really well. It looked really neat. It was pretty. Storyline was good enough. It's not anything... that's a new take on that kind of thing. I've never seen that specific kind of thing before. But the basic structure of the movies, like, you've seen it before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you got time to watch a subtitled movie, then I recommend that one. It's called Gray Eyes, and it's on Prime.
Okay.
I mean, it ain't no Gleaming the Cube, you know. But it's pretty good. So yeah. I don't know, man. Got any email? Anything like that?
I can look.
Yeah, you know, feel like it. Whatever. If you don't, you know, if you don't, you don't. Whatever. I really need to start making notes of things I want to talk about, because I find things during the week that I want to talk about, and then I forget them when we actually start talking.
All the time.
Well, see, that's part of the thing, is I forget to make the notes, too.
So. We have no email.
Okay, then. Anybody got anything in stores this week?
I don't think so.
Okay.
My book is in the stores.
The one that...
Jim's book?
The one that came out a year ago?
No.
2 years ago?
West of Sundown.
Oh, is that a new issue today?
Oh, no, it was last week.
Oh, okay, I think I already mentioned it. But sure, it bears repeating. West of Sundown. Number 3?
World 3.
Number 3. So, yeah. You can go check that out. So I'm scrolling down to see if there's anything else that looks interesting. until I actually find something, I'll just sort of babble about stuff. I found that, I mentioned that I was watching a bunch of Hallmark-style kind of romance movies recently.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nothing new, but for whatever reason, this batch that came up must have been all made by the same company, but it was like, when I would look up different people in the cast, they were all on stuff like Arrow and stuff like that. Which, is Arrow Canadian?
It's filmed in Canada.
That makes sense, probably. Then a lot of the bit part people.
I think the main guy is Canadian.
Probably a lot of the bit part actors and stuff are too, then. The one-shot characters or whatever. Because, yeah, a lot of these must have been Canadian-made romance movies or whatever, because a lot of those people popped up in the same shows together.
Mm.
And it was reminiscent of, like, you know, when you've watched enough British TV, you start recognizing the same people over and over and across different shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's a limited pool, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. So I don't really actually, yeah, I don't see anything I'm working on in stores this week, so I guess that's it then. We're done.
Okay.
Oh, I'm wrong. Sorry. From Oni Press. Jonna and the Impossible Monsters number 10. It's a fun book. Go check it out.
No.
It's in stores.
Okay.
So, yeah. I guess that's all I got. Final words? Thoughts? Prayers? No. Thoughts and prayers, Mike?
No.
No?
I don't pray.
Pray! Pray! You gotta pray, just to make it today.
How'd that work out for Hammer?
Didn't hurt him.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. I made Mike happy for once. All right, then. You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Go read Battlepug at battlepug.com. There's art at cadencecomicart.com. Various people have websites, and they're on the Twitters and the Instagrams and probably even the Facebooks, but why you'd want to go there, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook can go to hell. And, we hope you have a good weekend. Try to stay cool, because it's a scorcher out there, all over the place. And, don't get caught in any wildfires or severe storm events, because both of them suck. Apparently there's a lot of flooding going on in the country, as well as droughts. Just depends on where you are. Is one better than the other?
Probably not.
Yeah. Different degrees of pain, I guess.
Oh, Jesus.
We're all going to die.
That's true.
So.
You're not wrong, but goddamn.
Well, my point is, take the weekend and have some fun. Live it while you can. Because, man.
Clean that cube day by day.
You should always clean the cube. I would like to know what it is first, but I guess I'll never know.
Well, okay, see, let's take an example. We can explain this as an example. All right, you're in a pool, right? And you're skating around. And, like, you want to pull some, like, heavy trick, like grab the rim and do a, what is that? Inverted something or another? I can't remember any of the terms anymore. And then, roll it back down and pull out of it into the pool again. To the other rim and do another trick, right? So when you're pushing that and you're doing something, especially if you're doing something that, you've never actually been able to pull off before, well, that trick is the cube and you gleaming it is, pushing yourself to that limit.
Took me a second to realize you're talking about an empty pool. And I couldn't figure out what you were describing.
I just want to know how they got to that.
Well, you have to empty the pool first.
You little bitch.
I'm just saying, man. Clean the cube.
I will not.
Claim it. On that note, goodbye.
Bye.